Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Do you feel like something is missing in your life? Do you sense a restlessness or discontentment that won't go away? Perhaps what you need is a shift, a change in your priorities, habits, relationships, or mindset that will bring you closer to God's will and purpose for you. Making the right shift in life is not always easy, but it is essential if we want to live a fulfilling and fruitful life. In this devotional, we will explore 7 principles of making the right shift in life, based on the Bible and reflective of our personal experiences. By applying these principles in our daily lives, we can experience the joy, peace, and fulfillment that come from aligning ourselves with God's plan and purpose. The topic is making the right shift in life, and our Bible text is from Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will.
Do you desire the right shift? Are you looking for a change in your life that will bring you closer to God's will and purpose for you? Making the right shift in life is not always easy, but it is essential if we want to live a fulfilling and fruitful life. It requires us to be intentional, disciplined, and surrendered to God's leading. Life is full of changes. From birth to death, we experience different seasons and phases that make us shift from one point to another. The question is, are we making the right shift in life? Are we moving in the right direction that leads us to our destiny and purpose? As we continue the message, let us explore the biblical perspective on making the right shift in life, and how we can apply it in our daily lives. 1. The right mindset. The first step in making the right shift in life is to have the right mindset. Your mindset determines your attitude and behavior, which in turn shapes your future. Our Bible text from Romans chapter 12 verse 2 encourages us to have a renewed mind, which is focused on God's truth and wisdom. It says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will." This verse teaches us that we need to shift our thinking from worldly values to godly principles. It's not enough to change our external circumstances if our internal mindset remains the same. Let us pray for God to renew our minds and help us to think like Him. 2. The right company. The people we associate with can either make or break our destiny. If we hang out with negative, toxic, and ungodly people, we are likely to be influenced by their behaviors and beliefs. However, if we surround ourselves with positive, supportive, and godly people, we can grow and thrive in our faith and purpose. The Bible says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. Let us pray for discernment in choosing the right company, and for the courage to walk away from relationships that hinder our spiritual growth. 3. The right priorities. Another essential aspect of making the right shift in life is to have the right priorities. We can't do everything, and we shouldn't try to. We need to focus on what matters most, which is our relationship with God, our family, and our purpose. Jesus said, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. This reminds us that if we prioritize God's kingdom, He will take care of our needs. Ask God for wisdom in setting your priorities, and for the strength to say no to distractions that can divert you from your goals. 4. The right habits. Our habits determine our character and destiny. If we develop good habits, we will reap good results. If we cultivate bad habits, we will suffer bad consequences. Galatians chapter 6 verses 7 to 8 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." This verse reminds us that we are responsible for our choices and actions. We must ask God for the discipline to develop good habits and the grace to break bad ones. 5. The right attitude. Our attitude determines our altitude. If we have a positive, faith-filled, and grateful attitude, we will soar high in life. At the same time, if we have a negative, fearful, and ungrateful attitude, we will sink low in life. The Bible says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky." Philippians chapter 2 verses 14 to 15. This scripture teaches us that our attitude can make a difference in how we are perceived by others and how we live out our purpose. Let us pray for the grace to cultivate a positive attitude, even in difficult circumstances, and to trust God's goodness and faithfulness. 6. The right faith. Faith is the foundation of our relationship with God and the source of our hope and strength. Without faith, we can't please God or receive His blessings. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." This verse reminds us that faith is not just a mental assent, but a heart response that leads to action. Today, ask God for the gift of faith, and for the courage to act on what you believe, even when it's hard or unpopular. 7. The right direction. Finally, the ultimate goal of making the right shift in life is to follow God's direction for your life. God has a unique plan and purpose for each of us, and He wants us to discover and fulfill it. The Bible says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. This verse assures us that we are not accidents or mistakes, but intentional creations of God, with a specific mission and destiny. Let us pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and for the willingness to obey God's will, even if it requires us to step out of our comfort zone or face opposition. In conclusion, making the right shift in life is not a one-time event but a lifelong journey of transformation and growth. It requires us to be intentional, focused, and surrendered to God's will. As you go today, reflect on these 7 principles of making the right shift in life. Which one resonates with you the most? Is there an area in your life where you need to make a shift, or change in order to align yourself more with God's will? What steps can you take today to start making that shift? Take some time to pray and ask God to reveal His plan for you and to give you the courage and wisdom to follow it. May you experience the joy and peace that come from living in alignment with God's purpose for your life. Let us pray. Say these words with me. Dear God, I thank you for this opportunity to learn and grow in your truth. I ask for your help in making the right shift in my life, starting with my mindset, company, priorities, habits, attitude, faith, and direction. I surrender my plans and dreams to you and trust that you have a better and higher plan for me. I pray for the strength, wisdom, and grace to follow you wholeheartedly and to glorify you in all I do. Help me, O Lord, and give me the grace to conform to your will as I make a shift in life. Thank you, Most High God. Bless me and guide me all through the day. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 26 and chapter 27. And for the evening, Mark chapter 2. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.